The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avril Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Isolde Brielmeyer Curates All Black iPhone Photography Exhibit, Inward, featuring original work from Will Lemons, Ariel Bob Willis, D. Geneva, Adua Yam, Brad Ogbonna, and Isaac West. The show is a quiet introspection during a time of worldwide uncertainty. Fans of Black art, take note. New York's International Center of Photography is hosting a new exhibition focusing on the introspective work of 5 emerging Black artists. Inward, Reflections on Interiority, is comprised of work made in the midst of the current global pandemic when quarantine lockdowns, mask mandates, social distance, and isolation have changed our very way of life. Curated by Isolde Brielmeyer, PhD, Curator at Large at ICP, and newly appointed Deputy Director at the New Museum, Inward has the artist turning the lens toward the self to explore the unseen moments of life lived in a new normal. Created exclusively via iPhone, the featured works from Quail Lemons, Ariel Bob Willis, D. Geneva Adua Yam, Brad Ogbonna, and Isaac West focus on intimate interactions and inner thoughts that made up their day-to-day experiences as artists in a tumultuous time frame impacted by COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, and the 2020 U.S. election simultaneously. I was thinking a lot about the way in which we use phones as sort of a public image-making tool, said Brielmeyer of the origins of the exhibit. During the early days of the pandemic, we were isolated and yet still getting a lot of outside images and awareness from the phone. I wondered what would happen if you turned that lens inward, if you asked these artists to meditate and think on their inner lives, what would those images look like? An exhibition like this is, in general, quite irrelevant because the iPhone is such an extroverted tool, Brielmeyer said. It is interesting since we are all human beings and have those interior lives that we don't unnecessarily make public. A constructed selfie is something very different. You can tell each artist had a very different interpretation of the theme. The result? Musings on the immense value of seemingly banal forms of affection and appreciation from loved ones from West, raw expressions of fluidity and self-acceptance from Lemons, colorful expressions of defiant joy through depressive episodes from Bob Willis, a focus on family and legacy from Ogbonna, and confident comfort in the beauty of solitude from Adua Yam. For Adua Yam, a self-described introvert, the solitude of social distancing was an easy welcome for time, but the turmoil of the outside world still seeped inside. It was great because I didn't have to deal with all the people around, she said. But what happened in the world actually traumatized me in a way. The riot, all the stuff is so much for me to take. I am an introvert, but I'm also an empath. So when that happened, I almost felt crazy, not because of being isolated, but because of what humans were doing to other humans. In that case, I create. For Bob Willis, the other female artist featured in the exhibit, the quarantine time became an opportunity to reconnect with her foundation. I moved to LA in July of 2020. When I received word of the show, I was honestly feeling pretty lost and wondering, what am I doing here? So for this, thinking about moving inward, I went back to my roots, she said. Her photos in the exhibit were taken in New Orleans, her mother's place of origin, and New Jersey, her father's home. It is going back to myself. It is also important for me to showcase Black women in places where I feel most beautiful self and most self. For Lemons, who recently made history as the youngest person ever to photograph the cover image for Vanity Fair, the assignment to look inward was a process of finding healing and hope found via self-exploration and self-validation through an intensely dark time. The pandemic was really hard in the beginning, just the uncertainty and also being Black in this space. It was just like, does this now mean that there is no more time and no more space for us? He said. Then there was just a lot of death. I lost a lot of people through the pandemic. It's been a hard year, but it put a lot into perspective in terms of what I wanted my life to look like as I move forward and where I just want to go as a person and who I want to be. In view, September 24th, 2021 through January 10th, 2022, Inward is not only the first museum exhibition for each of these burgeoning Black artists, but also one of the first exhibits featuring artworks shot entirely with iPhone. Not only does this solidify the iPhone's camera as a professional tool, but it opens up the possibilities for younger, amateur, or aspiring photographers who may not yet have access to expensive professional equipment. The next article is titled, Shop These Black-Owned Brands from Sephora's Holiday Savings Event. Don't miss out on these deals. They won't return until spring 2022. How often do you go into the Sephora store for one or two things and end up leaving with a lot more and spending a lot more than you intended? Trust me, you are not alone. Good news is you don't have to sacrifice your retail therapy or skincare regimens. We are here to let you know that it is the perfect time to stock up on all of your favorite beauty products at Sephora because their holiday savings event is live now through November 15th. Check those medicine cabinets and makeup bags, make a list, and take advantage of these deals. Before you fill up your cart, let's lay down the guidelines for Sephora's holiday savings event. All Beauty Insider members will be able to shop at a discount using the code YAYHOLIDAY online. For insiders, the first and free tier of the Sephora Beauty Insider program, 10% will be discounted when using the code. VIB members will receive 15% off and Rogue members will receive 20% off. In addition to the discount code, there is a selection of items that are currently marked down, and all Beauty Insiders will receive 30% off products from the Sephora collection. Sephora's holiday savings event will be active online and in stores until Monday, November 15th. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. It only happens twice a year, and the next time it comes around will be spring 2022. The next article is titled, I'll Be Sure Reveals His Cousin Christopher Williams Is in a Coma. The R&B crooner revealed the shocking news of his dear friend and close family member's condition via social media. I'll Be Sure shared some shocking news with his fans yesterday evening regarding the medical issues that fellow 80s R&B singer Christopher Williams is allegedly suffering from. The singer's real name, Albert Joseph Brown III, shared via social media that Williams is currently in a coma for medical reasons that are as yet unknown. Al alerted fans to his family members' conditions with a post of the two together in happier times. Please pray for my better-looking twin brother in a coma, he wrote. Though they refer to one another as brothers, I'll Be Sure and Williams are cousins in reality. Williams has released 4 studio albums since his debut in 1989. He is the nephew of legendary jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald and a father to 3 children, one of whom he shares with actress Stacey Dash. Williams had a number of songs chart on the U.S. R&B charts during the late 1980s and early 1990s, including hits like Talk to Myself, I'm Dreaming, Promises, Promises, and Every Little Thing You Do. Details surrounding Williams' condition, whereabouts, or the cause of his sudden medical issue are scarce at the moment, leaving fans with little to go on outside of Albie Shore's initial call for prayers and well wishes for the recovery of his beloved cousin. We will deliver more information as it becomes available. The next article is titled, Philadelphia Becomes Largest City in the Country to End Low-Level Traffic Stops. Many people of color have been targeted by law enforcement for secondary violations. The city of Philadelphia has put a stop to low-level traffic stops, making it the largest city in the nation to do so. On Wednesday, Mayor Kim Kenney instructed police to no longer pull over drivers for minor offenses, NBC 10 reported. The city council passed the Driving Equality Bill last month, which bans law enforcement from making traffic stops for secondary violations, such as a driver improperly displaying his or her registration or having a broken taillight, NPR reported. Critics of the police practice say these types of traffic stops, more often than not, disproportionately target minority drivers. However, advocates who believe officers should pull over drivers for minor offenses believe it is a great way to prevent drug and weapon trafficking. These types of stops have led to many high-profile deaths by police officers. Sandra Bland, Walter Scott, and Dante Wright all died after being pulled over for low-level offenses. Other states have passed similar legislation. A Virginia statute prevents law enforcement from pulling over a driver for minor offenses, such as the smell of marijuana or objects hanging from the rear view mirror. According to CNN, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey stated in August that police officers were banned from pulling over drivers for secondary violations as well. The next article is titled, Black Stock and Weber Presents a Collection of Weatherproof Loafers Just in Time for Hoodie Season. Black Stock and Weber is keeping its dapper all year round with their latest collection. The black-owned footwear brand has titled their FW21 collection Hoodie Season, an assortment of fall classics and winter-ready essentials. As a Brooklyn-based brand that designs with a world view, these loafers are made to come along whenever and wherever. Designer Chris founded Black Stock and Weber in 2017 and brought a refreshing perspective to the loafer's design. As classic as the black and white penny style is, Black Stock and Weber proves that loafers can take on different colors and textures and be just as timeless. In the brand's most recent collaboration with J. Crew, which quickly sold out, B&W created a brown suede style with pony hair on the front panel and constructed it with a leather chunky sole. Clearly, these are not the usual slip-on shoes reserved only for black tie events. These shoes spice up formal attire and can also be worn with hoodies and even denim. The Hoodie Season collection is made of slip-on footwear designed with vibrant lug soles, Goodyear construction, and storm welting, making the loafers fully water resistant. The Classico style is offered in onyx black and chocolate brown and is made of pebbled leather and features a tassel. B&W calls their penny loafer the Ellis, and this season it is offered in a red colorway. The assortment also includes a style designed with hairy suede and a two-tone caramel and coffee suede loafer referred to as the Mason, which both have a hardware buckle detail on the tongue. The next article is titled, The Best Celebrity Fashion Moments This Week. Guess who's got a new stylist? When it comes to style, fall is off to a strong start. Last week, women celebs dominated our timelines and gave the men a run for their money. But this week, the men are showing up too. Most notably, Offset is gradually proving that he can keep up with Cardi's show-stopping fashion ensembles. And while Insecure star Jay Ellis may not be winning Issa's heart, his new wardrobe is chef's kiss. Two of our favorite style moments from this week were served by Sierra, who recently added stylist Colin Carter to her team. So we know the outfits are only bound to get better from here. Drake also hosted an extravagant birthday bash for his 35th year around the sun, and the stars came dressed to impress. The next article is titled, Won't He Do It? Lawrence got a job and found some fashion sense, according to Insecure actor Jay Ellis. It's no secret that Jay Ellis has been one of Hollywood's favorite pieces of eye candy since he stepped on the scene as Blue on BET's The Game. Years later, he's everyone's favorite boyfriend and budding tech-savvy entrepreneur Lawrence Walker on HBO's Insecure, starring Issa Rae. As the show comes to an end, fans have been in an anxiety-filled tizzy about the fate of Lawrence and Issa, as well as observing that Lawrence is noticeably more stylish than before. Ironically, Ellis has been getting in his fashion bag in real life, announcing his partnership with online personal styling and shopping service Stitch Fix. The brand launched its expert picks, described as a series of collaborations with stylist tastemakers, which for Ellis includes his wardrobe inspiration and data-driven product recommendations through Stitch Fix Freestyle. From your virtual happy hours with colleagues to in-person brunches with your squad, this collection has it all. The Insecure star shared the scoop on his Stitch Fix collaboration and started by sharing how the partnership was born. I was really excited when the Stitch Fix team approached me with the opportunity to help launch their expert pick series, he says. One of the reasons the service resonates with me is that I believe the perfect fit is key, and that's something Stitch Fix does incredibly well. We also have a shared belief that comfort is crucial. If you're not comfortable, it doesn't matter how stylish the clothes are. You have to feel good to look good. Jay Ellis's Stitch Fix Expert Picks collection includes a boldly striped original penguin polo, frames dark wash denim, utilitarian outwear from Nike, and his fall must-have favorites, New Balance 574s. I'm all about finding the essentials that I love and then playing around with fresh new prints, patterns, and colors, which is something I loved doing for this collaboration, he explains. In my expert picks shop, you will find styles with unexpected patterns like this crane printed button down from Penguin or staple items with a pop of color like this Rock Ridge sweater. These have classic silhouettes but are infused with details that can instantly elevate your wardrobe. The escape room actor continued, there's a lot of versatility across the items and Stitch Fix really let me embrace my personal style with collaborating on what pieces would be featured in my shop. While jeans, a white tee, and sneakers might not be the most groundbreaking combination, I love that Stitch Fix always gets the right fit and one thing I like to do is add a jacket that makes a statement. This bomber from Scotch and Soda completely elevates the vibe. I like my days to be spontaneous, so the perfect outfit to me is one that can take me from grabbing lunch with a friend to a dance party and anything in between. When it comes to his character on Insecure, the handsome and up-and-coming tech Brewer, Lawrence Walker, Ellis's personal style is a bit different than that of his role. I think I'm willing to take more risk than Lawrence in terms of fashion, but on a random day, he is usually upscale casual, and I'm usually in something more comfortable. He laughs in comparison. As fans have seen Lawrence evolve from the first season to the heartthrob he is today, Ellis reminisced on his character style evolution throughout 5 iconic seasons of Insecure. Well, a job will change everything, won't it? He chuckled as he ran through memories of Lawrence's glow-up. He definitely has matured style-wise. I think he has found looks that he feels comfortable in and reflect his level of self-care as opposed to early on when he just bummed around in sweats. He's definitely found a few labels and fashion brands as his go-tos as well. As for his own style evolution, Ellis reflected on his journey through the Hollywood scene since the beginning of his career. I think it's ever evolving. I definitely feel more comfortable taking risks. I wouldn't even call them that because I think so much of fashion and style is based on how you feel in the clothes, he says. If you feel good, then the fit will look good. For the most part, there are exceptions. Unlike most of us regular folks, Ellis tells Essence that he doesn't have any style regrets and takes every mistake as a learning lesson. If I hadn't made some of the bad decisions, then I wouldn't know what a good decision looks like. I just think they are all lessons learned on what not to do in the future, he shares. With the brisk fall chill in the air, Essence asks Ellis for a speed round of the fall must-haves in his closet, including a good old-fashioned shirt jacket, much like this one featured in his Stitch Fix shop. I'm a huge Steve McQueen fan, and a shirt jacket just reminds me of some of the classic motorcycle looks he rocked. Timeless nonchalance and the ultimate cool. A classic pair of sneakers that can be paired with almost anything this fall. Now that the weather is getting cooler, even in LA, a lightweight crew neck long sleeve is the perfect item to layer on with a t-shirt and jeans. Want to get a taste of Jay Ellis's personal style in time for the winter and fall seasons? Browse through the full selection of stylish items featured in Jay Ellis's Expert Picks collection. Freedom in Movement. Director Jamila Wignott talks ALE and Black expression in the 21st century is the title of the next article. Told through ALE's own words, Jamila Wignott weaves together an impactful biography of a storied visionary. Jamila Wignott is no stranger to creating projects that deserve major fanfare. Best known for her work on the African Americans and Many Rivers to Cross, the award-winning filmmaker has earned Peabody, Emmy, and NAACP distinctions and continues to build a legacy that impacts and inspires the next generation of artists and filmmakers. Her latest project, ALE, which is a resonating biography told through Alvin Ailey's own words, interviews, and archival footage, was born out of a need to fill a void. After realizing that American Masters had yet to do a documentary on Ailey and his impression on American dance culture, Wignott gathered those who intimately knew him, showed the depth of a legend's own revelations, and centered Ailey as a testament to how incalculable his value was to Black expression. In a recent conversation via email with the acclaimed filmmaker, Wignott discussed exploring the full contours of Alvin Ailey's life, how her experiences interconnected with his, and how Black cinema collectives will help to expand Black expression in the 21st century. Essence asked, what parallels did you see between yourself and Alvin Ailey while doing research for this documentary? Jamila Wignott replied, gosh, this is quite the question. I'm not sure I recognize it as parallels, but I left extraordinary empathy for Mr. Ailey's childhood years, the wonder, but also the melancholy that was there. Our lives were so different, but I understand what it feels like to be an outsider, to feel like there were few roles in my chosen field, and to grapple with the vulnerability that comes with artistic expression. Like Ailey, I'm also interested in creating experiential works that take audiences on a journey and that centers life outside the gaze of the supremacy of all forms. Black people, people of color, queer people, poor people, we are defined by so much more than the violence and brutality that shapes our lives. And so for me, as I think for Mr. Ailey, it's imperative that we place the right at the center of artistic expression. It is imperative that we place that right at the center of artistic expression. Essence asks the question, your work, much like Ailey's, has been lauded and applauded by those in rare field spaces. What does it mean to you now that the project has been available to watch, to have Ailey out in the world? Wignott replies, from the beginning, my team and I felt that Mr. Ailey's larger-than-life story deserved a wide release. He was an artist who considered himself an anti-elitist and was determined that dance and all arts would be accessible to the broadest possible audience. This isn't always achievable for documentary films, and in this complicated moment where the challenges facing independent cinema have been further exacerbated by the pandemic, it feels like a miracle to have the distribution possibilities we have had. What's been truly special is seeing the film with audiences again. To be able to gather with people and take in a film together has felt like a dream. It is a beautiful time for creators of color to not only share the stories of our past that have been overlooked for so long, but also to impact the industry in need of change today. In your opinion, how have you seen Ailey influence the dance industry? Also, what have been some memorable responses from the dance community that you appreciated? I think it's too early in our film's life to think it's influenced the dance industry large, but I think it's very much a part of the conversation that so many industries are having around access in making a home for Black dancers and in creating a repertory company that staged modern dances, pieces from the past, as well as works for up and coming choreographers. Mr. Ailey was in the vanguard. In many ways, the dance industry is only just changing, is only just catching up to where he was in 1958 when he first founded the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. My most memorable moments have come from my encounters at screenings with individuals who worked with Mr. Ailey and who feel that the film has captured the essence of him as a man and a creative. The other highlight was meeting April Berry in person at a screening hosted by Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey. She is the dancer featured in the archival footage we feature in Memoria, the dance Mr. Ailey made for his friend Joyce Trisler. She is a beautiful dancer, and her performance at that moment is gripping in its beauty and heartache. Witnessing her emotional reaction to the film was deeply meaningful. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.